This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. We've got Cal Hunter, our producer. It is the 28th of October, 2023. What a wonderful, beautiful fall day. It is. The colors are turning in the West Coast. I was in Utah a few days ago, and the colors are already falling in Utah, the beautiful Utah. And but out here in the West Coast in California, the colors are changing, and I think everywhere they're changing. And fall is one of my favorite times. I just have to tell you that because I look forward to that every single year. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving you any legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, you give them the full number, but it's 855-LAW-RADIO or
855-529-7234.
We have an excellent case or no case coming up because it's ghoulish. We're coming up to Halloween. But we're going to talk about a COVID vaccine lawsuit. We've got Panera Bread case we're going to talk about, a Chris Brown case. And what do mushrooms have to do with airline pilots? Now, all of you have heard about the Alaska airline pilot that tried to shut the engines off. And he has appeared in court.
Twice,
and yeah. We're going to talk about that, but I haven't even told Cal Hunter or my co-hosts about the very, very, I'm double varying, interesting thing I know about this that is going to make you say, wow, and multiple times. So you better hang on out there. If you're going to change that dial, you better wait till at least we talk about this, because it's kind of interesting what I know and the interesting thing, fact that's going to come out. Woo! You heard it here in Radio Law Talk.
Wow.
All right. So, but everybody comes for one reason only. Denise, why do they come here?
I think they come here to see how our producer can fool us all.
No. Well, I'm going to try.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Cody Easterday had a plan. He was in the cattle business, sort of. He wanted to buy a large herd of beef cows, virtually 200,000 of them, and have the sale of the fattened cattle arranged for to Tyson Foods. As part of this agreement, Tyson would front him the cost of fattening up the cattle and raising them and so on, because it was in their interest to have a steady supply of beef at a fixed cost. Easterday got the contracts all signed with Tyson and others, got the expense money up front, and then it was time for the beef to be sold and butchered. And Easterday said, I think they were stolen by some foreign operatives. The cows are gone. I have no idea where they are. And Tyson said, we sense a case here, or no case. What do you think, Ted? And I'll tell you why I say it's ghoulish in a little bit. But what do you think, case or no case?
You got me right, Cal? Is it me?
Yeah, it's right.
Okay, let me tell you a very quick story. And I think it's been long enough. I was actually involved in a lawsuit way back when, I would say 28, 30 years ago.
That's long enough.
Yeah, it was a long time. And it was an arbitration about an individual that I had some cows with. And doggone it, those cows got sick and died. And we just didn't have my cow money. I went down to the local auction, and sure enough, Those cows had been sold at the auction and definitely were not sick. A little bit of investigation. So the cattle that virtually disappeared, I remember those days. Wow, we're having a lot of deaths. Yeah, it's been really bad down here at the ranch. And okay,
oh boy, yeah.
I'm going to just go down and subpoena all the records from the cattle auctions in the area. Oh, lo and behold, there's my brand being sold.
Wow, that must have been stunned you a little bit, huh?
No, it didn't.
I mean, you trust people.
Yeah, you do. The problem is you trust. But anyway, that was interesting. Okay. Cody Easterday, virtually.
Yep.
They do buy them virtually now.
They have auctions all over.
Yeah. They buy things virtually. And by the way, just to, not to be off on a tangent, but I'm going to get a little bit. It's sad because I grew up on a farm. I'm going to say I'm more of a country boy than I am a farm boy. But I grew up on farms. I picked peaches, and fruit, while I was a kid growing up at these farms. But what I'm getting to is they're all disappearing. All these cattle auctions where you sell your cows and they're gone. There's three or four big main ones that I used to go to that are gone in California. There's really one in Northern California and the way north that I can think of.
Cottonwood, yeah.
Yeah, no, Cottonwood's closed down.
Yeah, they closed it, but a good friend of mine does their virtual auction now.
Yes, they
satellite.
Do virtual.
Yeah,
but really where you go is Galt. There's a place in Galt,
that's
California.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But people have got to drive a long way to take their cows to sell them.
You know, when I was growing up, I had Rhode Island Reds, and
ooh,
then we had four cows, and we named them New Yorker, T-Bone.
Nice.
I can't remember the other
Blaine.
Two, but we always knew what they were for.
Yes.
And my youngest sister got attached to them.
Oh, yeah.
And that
I
was
sell
bad.
Mine at the auction. I just can't. I can't. Everyone's like, why don't you put it? I just sell them at the auction. I'm going to say, Cal, this is a real case, and they disappeared. Virtually, and what did they sue? What? How could $200,000 worth of
no 200,000 head of
cows disappear?
Yeah. Great question. Yeah.
So maybe it's the same guy that disappeared them from me took them.
Might have been.
I'm gonna say a case, and Tyson wins.
Okay, Todd, what do you think about this case or no case in the matter of the ghost cattle in the sky?
Well, I'll tell you, this will speak right to the heart of our listeners in the Amargosa Valley. I know where those 200,000 head of cattle went. They were abducted by beef-loving aliens. That's what it was. We don't, forget mining the natural resources of water. Who needs water?
Blah, blah, blah.
Those aliens are coming from, No Beef Centauri 5 to get food for their Big Macs in the future.
They are avoiding
hot coffee, though. So,
do they beam them up or just pick them up?
Fred, interesting you should ask that. When you do the beam up, that actually affects the integrity. That'll ruin an entire filet, So they have to lower the ramp. They got a sheepdog named Rusty. And he just get them all up.
a guy named Noah there?
Well, they got a global warming problem on their spaceship because those cows flatulate a lot.
Right.
But they found out they could use it to power interstellar travel with that.
There you go.
It's a win-win. I think that this is a scenario, but no case.
You're right.
All right, fair enough. And Ms. Dirks, what is your sense of the missing 200,000 head of cattle in Tyson Foods?
Well, I watch Heartland. So I think there was rustlers out there that took them over and, set them up somewhere else.
Heartland, is that the horse show?
Yes.
My wife loves that show.
Me too.
Rustlers for 200,000 head of cattle. They'll never know they're gone.
They had the little, they put in the cardboard cattle there. They didn't know for months they were gone.
All right, what do you say? What do you say?
That it is a scenario, but not a case.
I'm going to lose again, Cal. Thanks for tricking me again. We'll be back after this, and you should feel bad about tricking me all the time, Cal.
Somebody got tricked here. We'll find out who after the break. Yeah, I'm right here. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk with Fred, Todd, and Denise, and the answer to case or no case is coming up in just a little bit right here on your favorite local radio station.
Radio Law Talk.
coming right up after we break away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, Regis might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
That's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That's just like your opinion, man.
I meant to do that.
Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk. Now back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Todd, Fred, and Denise.
So we talk about a trickery of our producer on this case of 2,000 cows disappearing.
200,000.
200,000 cows disappearing Now, Tyson, the reason he said Tyson, that was a throw. I didn't know Tyson did beef. But he said there was a contract with this cattleman. And what? And by the way, behind the scenes on that, Cal, I think if this is true, this is what it was about. How, people are like, how do you handle 200,000 cows? It's huge feedlots.
Right.
They do the feedlots, you know, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of cows, and they'll they feed them right before they butcher them, and that's how they feed the country.
And so, it's not a singular herd. I mean, this is a guy making a collection of various feedlots and buying them up and owning them. My brother did this. He leased cattle to do it that way, so then he could fatten them up and paid off the lease. And that was what
his
they did.
His brother did this, so that tells you something.
Well, no, my brother.
Cal, go ahead and tell me. Go ahead and tell me that I'm wrong. Tell us, Mr.
Cattle.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Me either.
Keep it going.
All right.
Cowboys. Doesn't it like, what's the cowboys?
Ghost cattle in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Ghost riders, yeah.
All right. So
that's a great one, Cal.
I love this song.
Now, we could play it. It doesn't matter. We could play it because we've got the ASCAP.
Oh, yeah. We pay our license. All right. Now.
Yeah, we pay our ASCAP.
So, all right. Here's the resolution to ghost cattle in the Tyson feedlot. The U.S. Justice Department smelled the missing steer as well.
Whoa!
And filed charges against Mr. Easterday, saying he defrauded Tyson Foods of $244 million. Easterday confessed to the deception in November of 2020.
He never even got him.
Yeah, later, right. Later pled guilty to one count of wire fraud, and for that he got 11 years in prison October of 2022. And he was ordered to pay $244 million in restitution. And he said, well, as soon as I can find a couple of cows, I'll start working on it.
Oh, my gosh. Cal, that would have been a good case. Or, I mean, that was a great case or another case that we didn't find that would have been a good case to talk about. But, man.
Well, so you win.
I get 2 points.
Yeah,
if
did
I
get a
couple
points.
Guess that the
Tyson
won?
Wins.
Yeah, so that's...
Woo! Fred, I was feeling bad about myself. I'm pretty happy.
We were all tied until now.
Go ahead.
And
next hour...
Next hour, here's my little tease. Next hour, when a firefighter is afraid of fire... Is that a disability? That's coming up next hour on the Case or No Case.
Wow.
That's the show.
I know a lot of lawyers are scared of lawyering.
I'll just write a letter.
it's a medical condition.
I love it. We're going to refer. Mr. Penny, we went to this lawyer. You know, he's really nice. Yeah, he doesn't know where the courtroom is. He's never seen it in his life. You know, it's like, okay. All right. Look. There's always been these issues of COVID-19 lawsuits, you know, that have come up, and they're difficult to win. I don't know of any of them where someone's been able to sue for either getting COVID-19 and suing someone, or saying, you know, that you know, I didn't want to wear a mask or want to get the shot or whatever. But this is, and there may have been, but this is the first one that I know of that is starting to get a little bit of traction. Now, Brent Sexton, now Apple has their own studios. Those of you who don't know, they have their studios in California. And
is that the music?
No, it's movie studio.
No, they have movie
studio.
They have a movie studio too, yeah.
Movie and television.
Right. And so Brent Sexton claims he was discriminated against because he refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, at which time he was set up to be the lead or one of the lead, you know, actors on this movie coming out. Was it a movie or was it like a series called Manhunt? But he was supposed to be one of the lead individuals on that, and he would not take the COVID-19 vaccine. In fact, he had a doctor's note that said it would be detrimental to his health because of that. And because look, there's arguments, and we're not saying one way that there's arguments both sides saying that it causes blood clots, and he had that problem, thrombosis, mm-hmm. or whatever, before, and those are issues that have come forth, and the court, how many ums did I say there?
That's what,
three.
One, two, three, yep.
Three ums, that was pretty bad. However, what happened is they brought a motion to vacate and drop the case, And the court held, no, Apple, you got to go forward. We're not going to dismiss this lawsuit on you know, freedom of speech grounds. And we think there may have been some issues here. This case is going to go forward. And they separate it between government, and I can, we can get into that, or you can get into it, Todd, the difference between government-mandated and company-mandated.
Yeah, it's important to note here, because if you heard anything about the judge's ruling, the judge starts saying things like, you know, Apple's policy requiring the vaccine may be unconstitutional. The judge says that. Now, look, anybody that has heard us talk about what does the Constitution apply to? Typically, the Constitution does not apply to private individuals. Apple is not a governmental entity. And so, rightly, I think a person might say, wait a minute, why is the judge saying that this private company that's not a governmental agency, why is the judge saying that they have a policy that might be unconstitutional? I thought that didn't apply to private industry. And it's because what Apple was doing here was relying on California's anti-SLAPP statute, which is a strategic lawsuit against public policy. And essentially what that is at the outset of a case, if the defendant, in this case Apple, feels like the basis of this lawsuit would otherwise infringe on a constitutionally protected right, like freedom of speech, then maybe they can seek dismissal. And the judge here says, yeah, not, you can't use this, Apple. You cannot use this. This does not apply
right
here. And
but Apple would have a defense by saying that they have a duty to their other employees to protect them
in the
workplace.
They do, but the judge pointed something out, and we can get this.
We'll come back. Let's come talk about it when we come back.
After the break.
After the break. We'll be back. That's right. GM 7 a.m. will be along.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and Frederick Penny after this. Don't go away. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
News
I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. 13 others wounded. More now from USA's Tim Berg.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
From Northern BC says he was fired after saving a moose on his way home from work.
Oh, come on. You're a whiner.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Hooray for the moose saver. Yes, the moose saver. We're talking about Apple Studio being sued by Brett Sexton over a COVID-19 requirement, vaccine mandate requirement. And there's a lot of things to unfold here. And that's why we wanted to continue it to this segment to talk about, you know, why the lawsuit and what's important to note here that's critical that we know this is what's called a motion to dismiss. All this is whether or not it's thrown out before it's heard or before the evidence is investigated. And that's what you have to remember. People are like, oh, this is a win or not a win. Look, this is just the preliminary part.
Yeah, and it's important to understand why in the state of California they have this. The anti-SLAPP defense that a defendant can bring pretty near the beginning of a lawsuit to sort of see if a court will shut it down before it gets going is designed to apply to things that would be clearly frivolous lawsuits. And if you can show that, then the judge has the authority to dismiss it before somebody spends a ton of money, a business spends a lot of money trying to defend itself over something that would otherwise be frivolous. And there are clear cases where that applies. In this case, judge says, yeah, it doesn't apply here.
Yeah, the anti-SLAPP can also be brought in a case where something happened in the context of the litigation or other maybe right to speak, you know, right to First Amendment rights and that type of stuff. So the anti-SLAPP is designed to also protect against important rights. Not just for a frivolous.
Yeah.
It could be both.
Now, this case here in particular, one of the things when we went into break, it's important to look at the timing of the firing and what the judge said in relation to the timing of the firing. Now, remember, Apple Studios, they had a policy that if you were going to be in one of their productions, you could not be on set unless you could be in the production unless you had been fully vaccinated. This guy wasn't vaccinated for health reasons and others, which he claims Apple didn't consider, and he was denied what would have turned out, he claims, to be about a $650,000 role in this production of Manhunt. The date is important because he was told in March of 2022 that because he was not vaccinated, he could not be in this film. He could not be cast in this show. And the judge took note of that. The judge says, look, in March of 2022, it was different than, say, 2021, implied here, where we didn't know as much about the efficacy of vaccines and how COVID is spread and all of this stuff. And so, yeah, it's a bigger safety issue. But by March of 2022, they had identified pretty well how people can be kept safe in the workplace or workplace protocols for COVID safety that didn't involve getting a vaccine. Even there wasn't even a government mandate that happened. And I know, Fred, you had pointed this out when we were talking about this at the break about, you know, your concerns over what happens if the defendant prevails versus the plaintiff prevailing in this case, right?
Yeah,
or
vice versa.
Yes.
As an employer, I struggled with this. This was absolute truth. Because in my office, I had people that did not believe in the vaccinations. They didn't want to take it. And quite honestly, my own family member had had a stroke,
right,
because of the vaccination. And so I didn't want to force people to do it because it was against, number one, it was against their religious beliefs.
Right.
Number one. Number two, they had medical or health conditions that the vaccination would exacerbate.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so I, as an employer, I struggle with this, and I certainly do not want Apple to be found liable for this because, you know, it's just not right.
I remember those times.
In a way, yeah. Apple should be found liable because they failed to accommodate
this particular
individual because he had medical conditions that would have been exacerbated
right
by the vaccination.
Yeah, you know, during this time period, it was a no-win for everybody.
Yeah, it was.
Including the I mean, I remember that, too. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I remember calling attorneys and the do employment laws saying the same thing. We're not sure. And I don't think anybody knew what was going on. But here's the interesting thing. This is what the court held in this case so far on the motion to dismiss. Apple's saying, you know, get this, we want you to dismiss this. He said that the court held in March, quote, in March 2022, it might not have been either necessary or reasonable for a company to implement, parentheses, without any alternative and without a government requirement, a vaccinate to work policy. That's what the judge said. And the thing is, like he said, he had doctor's orders saying he can't have this. By the way, look up Brent Sexton. I hate to say this, but I feel sorry for Brent. He could be my brother. I swear, look at this guy. I swear this guy's my brother. I think that's my long-lost brother that my dad didn't tell us about.
Well, you're going to have to grow a mustache.
I know, but take his mustache and look at his hair. It goes all the way to the back.
He does.
He's got the barrel gut like I've got.
As we sidetrack, what I wanted to say is that we covered many years ago, I think it was in 2021,
right?
We covered when the nurses in Texas got fired because they wouldn't get vaccinations.
And
the hospitals,
too.
Initially they were being upheld. That was in 2021. And then now we know that there's a California case, and the nurses here have been reinstated and got back pay.
It was New York is what I was talking about.
Oh, New York.
The
okay.
State of New York. And it's about a year ago. Supreme Court of New York upheld that reinstatement with back pay for nurses who were fired because they didn't get the vaccine. The interesting thing in the Apple case is that Apple corporate, this is one of the things we were talking about, Apple corporate in their corporate setting did not require a vaccine. But Apple TV Studio did in order to be on the set. And to a certain extent, I see how that looks like. Wait a minute. If you're not requiring the corporate employees to be vaccinated and you found a way that you think you can keep them safe, why can't the same principles apply on the set in Apple Studios? And the only thing that I can think is this key difference. Because it's the entertainment industry, and at some point in time, you're going to have to put some acting between two actors on film. And guess what? There's no mask. At some point in time, in order to shoot a scene, the mask has to come off. You're going to put on makeup. And once the makeup is on for the scene, you can't put a mask back on because then it undoes it. So the necessity of the working environment precludes the use of social distancing. You can't do close-up shots or a two-shot with two people having a conversation, and they can't wear masks, and maybe that's why they felt that they needed a vaccine mandate in the studio environment, because what they were doing in the corporate environment wasn't going to work on set. But the judge, I think what the point here is, the judge says that's not enough to gut the case at the beginning. We'll see what a jury thinks about that.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to be hearing, you guys will hear the results of the jury verdict because we will cover it.
That's exactly right.
Unless they settle it.
That might happen. Yeah. That probably will happen. Statistically,
and then it's going to become a case or no case, Cal.
There you go, case or no case. Okay, Panera Bread is one of my wife's, one of her favorite places to go eat is Panera Bread. Let me shout out to Panera. They have good food, and the quality's nice, and my wife's favorite thing is to get a salad and a bowl of soup, and sometimes we'll just do that. So thank you, Panera. But Sarah Katz, a 21-year-old who had a pre-existing heart condition, and it's a kind of a weird called a QT syndrome type 1. So basically what it is she can't have energy drinks. She can't get, like, apparently, I'm doing it generally speaking, so I'm not a doctor, but the caffeine can cause heart problems for her, excessive amounts of caffeine. So she goes in there, and she's a college student and orders Panera Bread, what's it called?
Lemonade? Charged lemonade.
Now, charged lemonade means, apparently, it's infused with caffeine. And she goes home, back to her dorm or whatever, her apartment, and has a heart attack and dies. And she's in her 20s. And we're going to talk about this when we come back. What's going on with this case and why the lawsuit and why they would be liable for her, who, by the way, she knew she had this condition, would drink a charged lemonade. We'll be back after this.
Always interesting questions to be answered, and you'll get those answers on Radio Law Talk as the program continues after our last break of this hour. We have another hour to go at 6 minutes coming up, too, so you stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk all straight ahead.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
I'm kind of a big deal. Anchorman.
I love Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. You know, I'm kind of a big deal. Oh, do you know who I am? No, I don't. Well, I'm kind of a big deal.
I don't know if you know this or not, but...
kind of a big deal. All right, we're talking about this Panera Bread case. And by the way, of two good people, this young gal, Denise, you're saying, is just the epitome of a wonderful young lady that was...
Very valuable to their community, for sure.
She worked at the hospital and volunteered. And
she taught CPR to underserved communities.
Yeah, wonderful.
I mean, she was just like a really good person.
So what happens is she drinks it, goes back to her roommate, and then has a heart attack and dies. And she knows about this syndrome that she has. And the question is, what's the first question going to be? Why did she drink this when... Apparently, the argument is as follows. I mean, that's going to be Panera's argument is she knew that she had an aversion to this type of drinking energy drinks and that she was not supposed to or had need to be careful around drinking those. And so they argue the following. This is what the plaintiffs argue. Number one, it was offered side by side with all other Panera's non-caffeinated drinks. So there, she could have mistakenly thinking it was just a lemonade and Todd, as you said, a charged lemonade, which they have reverse osmosis or whatever, reverse negative charges of water can be good for you, you know? Or
Charged lemonade in the context of the Panera beverage means charged with caffeine, infused with caffeine. However, there's this other thing out there, and it's not based on Panera, but there's this other thing called negatively charged water, which people claim that if you run it through an ionizer and get negatively charged water, has nothing to do with caffeine, but the negatively charged water then is beneficial to the body because it takes out toxins and does whatever. And, you know, this wasn't anything that I read, but if anybody is following the negatively charged water trend, maybe they could try to make a claim that she confused one for the other and thought that that's what this lemonade was.
And it's lemonade. It's safe, right? And not only that, they argue that it was advertised as a plant-based clean type beverage. They also argue that it contained as much caffeine as in the restaurant's dark roasted coffee is what they're arguing. You say, well, why are you arguing that? Because she could apparently, I don't know the details, but it sounds like she may have been able to have some caffeine. It's just not, you know, some of those energy drinks have a lot of caffeine. And then the fourth, final argument is this lemonade that's, you know, caffeine charge has 390 milligrams. The large lemonade, charged lemonade, has more caffeine than any size of Panera's drink roast coffee. So they're saying that's deceptive, right? That it says it has the same as their roast coffee, but this has a lot more in it. So,
and you don't even know whether or not she was, somebody just said, hey, you want the charged lemonade? They could have just asked her. She didn't read. I mean, honestly, you never know because there are, you know, places where they try to upsell something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, but again, Panera's argument is, hey, she knew about her condition. She should be careful in what she drinks and just stay away from anything. And it did say that we had caffeine in it. It said it had caffeine in it. It just said we had X amount, and their argument is, well, it had more than you stated.
Yeah, and honestly, therein, to me, lies the rub of what this case is really about. I mean, at the outset, the family is saying, you served a beverage, and because you served that, our family member is dead. Your beverage had an adverse effect and killed our family member. And then you start peeling the onion on it. Okay, how much of the beverage did you have? Is it known that this is going to have a cause and effect? I think it was interesting when I was reading about statements that were made by family members, because I think about things in terms of what evidence can be presented at trial. So, for example, there was a statement by one individual that said that the deceased was very, very vigilant about what she needed to do to keep herself safe. Well, I think that evidence could come in. I observed her being very, very vigilant in what she ate. But then the person makes another statement saying, quote, I guarantee if Sarah had known how much caffeine this was, she never would have touched it with a 10-foot pole, period, close quote. I don't think that witness can testify to that, because that is testifying to what the person would or would not have done. And now you're speculating as to what she would or would not have done. You can say, I've never seen her drink that much caffeine. You could say all that. But to say what she would or would not have done, and that's what this case is about. Would she or would she not have done it? Panera's going to say, hey, she took the risk. She took the risk. She bought a beverage. She drank it.
Hold on, Cal. I got another.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah.
Well, so here's the interesting thing I find. And this is from a doctor, Charles Burrell, who specializes apparently in this syndrome. About 1 in 2,000 people have the congenital long QT syndrome. 1 in 2,000. That's quite a few people.
Yes.
But with many showing no symptoms, others fainting, having fainting issues, others experiencing heart palpitations. But what he said is, it's okay, by the way, he's not involved in a lawsuit, to have caffeine is allowable in moderation for long QT patients. It's fine to have a Coke. It's okay to have a small coffee every day. But so for us to say, okay, she shouldn't be having any of this, I guess it's – and apparently she had been going to the doctor regularly and everything was fine. She was good. So I don't know. But is this foreseeable? Is this a foreseeable?
That's the thing. What evidence out there is, what evidence is there that Panera either knew or should have known that this beverage would lead to this result? I think that's pretty scary.
I think it is.
I think they should know. And I would argue that the Food and Drug Administration has put out information about caffeine and its effects on people that are pregnant, breastfeeding, or children, and anybody with heart conditions. So I think they should have known.
Well, Miss Katz should have known. Or Panera.
Panera should have known.
Panera should have known, but... But yeah, it can be, but you're back to, at some point in time, an employer or a company has to say, well, if the FDA is putting out this advisory, it's not exclusive to just them. Everybody knows it, and people, if they have the condition, have a responsibility to look after themselves.
Callahan's biting his tongue.
No, that's my key question. Number one, did Panera say, hey, drink this or else? Question number one, nobody forced her to do that. And number two, we all agree it's a tragedy. Is this the family saying there's a tragedy and we've got to find some way to recoup, so we're going to go to court? Because I just don't get this. She made a choice to drink this stuff, and God rest her soul. Now
the family was saying they don't want it to happen to anybody else. They want to get the information out there about what this lemonade had in it.
Put it on news release.
Well, let's back up, though. Here's what I'm saying, Cal. There are rules and regulations that if you're serving stuff in a restaurant, you have to have certain, there's laws, you have to have certain warnings on it or labels, et cetera, et cetera, whether we like it or not. That's why you see 10,000 labels on a motorcycle or on a, just all these disclaimers. Sure. That's what their argument is. You should have had disclaimers on this and said how much caffeine it had in it. It should have been not right next to where the non-caffeinated beverages are to confuse people. So they've got arguments on their side. So,
and that's spoken by a true PI attorney.
Yes, exactly.
Personal
right. Of course, I'm jumping on their side. But you're right, Cal. I see that. I get that too, Cal. There's both sides of the story.
But it's.
Why I'm busy.
It's not like they were marketing it as charged lemonade is good for you and part of a balanced breakfast.
Right. On a kid's little layout.
On a little.
Have a doctor in a lab coat smoking a cigarette, holding out the lemonade.
And it's toasted.
When we come back, hour number three, we're going to do a case or no case, and Todd's going to get into Chris Brown case, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this Alaskan Airline pilot. I've got some insight. And Denise, what are you going to jump into?
I'm jumping into a paternity case.
Woo!
And I'm also going to talk about twins on an airplane.
Baby twins. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk, hour number three, coming up at 6 after. If your station doesn't carry it, go to RadioLawTalk.com. And remember, all past episodes are there, available for you to podcast anytime and all at no charge. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.